the future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 20 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Millie Nadivaik. Here are today's headlines. Trying to solve Quebec's nursing shortage, thousands of families facing a daycare strike, and why don't young people vote? Quebec has been dealing with a nursing shortage for years. Now the government is doing something about it. They heard hearings into the problem over the last year, and the report is being released at this hour. Our reporter, Mzwandile Ponkana, has been looking into this for us and joins us live. Mzwandile, what does the report tell us about the different ways people can become a nurse?
Well, nurses will require different standards to be able to practice. Traditionally, nurses would need a BA together with a differentiated essential competencies certificate. Now, they will only require a BA, meaning a decreased amount of training.
How are people reacting to this idea?
Reactions have been mixed. Paul Brunet, Quebec patients' rights advocate, says there should not be any shortcuts taken just to rectify a labor shortage. The process of becoming a nurse should be as thorough as possible.
I don't think we should, make any shortcuts on these requirements.
Any other big suggestions in this report?
The report also suggested more clinical support should be given to nurses entering the field. Additionally, in terms of labor standards, it is also recommended to establish a maximum number of working hours per day.
Thank you, Mzwandile. Several secondary and primary schools across Quebec are being hit with a labor shortage of teaching staff. The lack of teachers is a part of a growing concern surrounding labor shortages in Quebec and across Canada as a result of the pandemic. Many teachers are calling in sick, leaving many students glued to their phones and electronics in class without a teacher present, a situation that many students across the province have been dealing with at home for the past year and a half. With tens and thousands of healthcare workers still unvaccinated and the deadline for full vaccination fast approaching, many fear shortage of labor within the healthcare sector. Lola Calder joins us in the newsroom. So, Lola, what about today marks a significant step towards this deadline?
Well, today actually marks the last possible point for healthcare workers to get their first dose in time for October 15th, when the mandate comes into effect.
And so given this, what are the possible effects of unvaccinated healthcare workers on the system?
Well, some experts actually say that it's not as bad as we thought it was and suggest that if we look more closely at the numbers, it would do more damage not to enforce this mandate. We'll hear from Paul Brunet from the Conseil des Maladies in the following clip.
You want patients being at risk of being contaminated by health personnel or taking the risk of losing some health personnel, we're talking about 10%, and diminishing the risk of contamination and more pressure on the health system.
So, given that it's not as bad as first predicted, who would be affected by this mandate?
Well, the mandate now applies to anyone and everyone who is both in the public and the private healthcare sectors, including any and all personnel such as cleaners, security, and most recently, anyone who deals with a patient for over 15 minutes. But as Brunet explained, a 10% cut from labor shortage is a much better position to put the healthcare system in as opposed to losing more lives and putting more pressure on it, which is why many labor unions have actually decided to support this mandate.
Thank you, Lola. A shooting overnight in Montreal's Saint-Léonard neighborhood has sent a 29-year-old man to the hospital. Police say that they received a call of gunshots in an apartment around 12:30 this morning close to Valdôme Street. The shooting occurred hours after a murder attempt on Wednesday afternoon in the Saint-Michel district. The neighborhoods of Saint-Michel, Saint-Léonard, Rivière-des-Prairies, and Sud-Ouest have been subject to multiple murder attempts and shootings in recent weeks. A recent report of three university students has shown that black people are three times more likely than white people to be stopped by the Repentigny Police Service. This report reopens the discussion on racial profiling in the province. Egbert Gay, managing editor and founder of Montreal Community Contact, spoke with reporter Marie-Catherine Goudreau, who said that police had no choice but to change their behavior.
The fact that we've had so much evidence, so much reports made against the department and against officers and we haven't had any intervention from either the city of Repentigny itself or the provincial government, I think that is what's surprising and that's what's wrong.
But do you think the fact that acknowledging the problem and recognizing that is part of the solution, or it's not enough?
It certainly is not enough, because we've known what the problem there for the last 3 years. We've, you know, like I said, it's been in front. So many different cases have made it to the Quebec Human Rights Commission. So many cases have been to the deontology. So, you know, certainly recognition of the problem should, you know, should be drawn from those from those incidents.
Concretely, what would the solution be to solve the problem?
It's really governmental intervention. It's the only way. That's the only solution. Government step in, intervene with proper policies, proper, clear policies on police officers. This is what you do. Here is just respect your convention.
And do you think with the municipal election coming, do you think that this problem is getting enough attention?
No, it's not. And, you know, it hasn't gotten the deserved attention because a lot of politicians have been hesitant to get involved in the debate. So, you know, it's not getting the right attention that it should.
That was Marie-Catherine Goudreau speaking with Edward Gay. The Quebec Independent Artists have band together to ask for a reform from the Quebec government regarding their working conditions. Duncan Elliott joins us live from the Lion d'Or on Ontario Street. Can you tell us who makes up the group that is asking for reform from the Quebec government?
The group is made up of 9 different associations making up over 26,000 artists across Quebec. These associations include visual artists, performers, musicians, and writers, all of which are pushing for a common cause.
What kinds of changes are they asking for?
In order to fight against the lack of autonomy and the bad working conditions that Quebec artists have, they are demanding more rights for all groups. Suzanne Aubry, head of the Quebec Writers Union, comments on these particular issues and what needs to change.
We're asking the government to change the status of artists law to enable the writers to negotiate with collective agreements with the publishers and the producers, because at the moment we don't have any protection.
How are they planning to make these changes a reality?
With pressers such as the one that happened today, they believe that unifying all groups will lead to greater change and for the Quebec government to take notice. They also hope that unifying and coming up with a representative for all groups will strengthen their position with the government. Alina?
Thank you, Duncan. Young people in Canada tend to vote much less than older generations in Canada. A new initiative in Quebec by multiple groups is trying to change that this election season. Kendra Sharp tells us why young people might vote less and what could be done to change that.
On Concordia University's campus, most students we spoke with said they would be voting, but not enthusiastically.
I am voting reluctantly.
I am voting, despite having some, concerns.
Founder of youth-led media company, The Weekly Rant, Anoushe Sheikh, says it's not that young people don't care about politics, it's that they don't feel represented.
I think there's a perception that young people are not voting because they're apathetic or they don't necessarily care, and I would argue that it's because they care a lot and they feel like they're not being represented.
The president of Quebec-based For Jeunesse, Simon Telles, one of the groups trying to get young people to the polls, says the key is open dialogue.
Well, I think it's a lack of education. I think we should have talked more about this at school and make sure that young people understand the impact of their votes. So I believe there's something we can do about it, and this is what For Jeunesse is trying to do.
Kendra Sharp, Concordia News, Montreal.
Former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney endorsed Conservative leader Erin O'Toole at a rally in Orford, Quebec on Wednesday evening. Mulroney spoke about similarities between himself and O'Toole, sharing how both became lawyers. The former Prime Minister did not criticize other leaders in his address to the crowd. News of Mulroney's endorsement comes after former Liberal Prime Minister Jean Chrétien spoke in support of Liberal leader Justin Trudeau at a party rally in Brampton, Ontario. Canadian indie rock band Plants and Animals is performing at the Jazz Festival tonight. Lil Nas X's latest album comes out tomorrow, and the latest celebrity take on COVID vaccines comes from Nicki Minaj. Here is Sarah Eldaba with more.
Trinidadian rapper Nicki Minaj told people not to get bullied into getting vaccinated in a tweet yesterday after she says her cousin's friend got swollen testicles after getting vaccinated, making him impotent and causing his fiancé to leave him. Multiple sources have denounced her claims, such as Anthony Fauci, the chief medical advisor to the U.S. president, and Trinidad and Tobago's health minister, Terrence Dale Singh. For those of you who prefer rock to rap, Plants and Animals, an indie rock band from our very own city of Montreal, are performing at this year's Jazz Festival. Their latest album, The Jungle, premiered in October 2020. They will be performing tonight at the Scene City Theater, so make sure to get your tickets before they sell out. Call me when you want, call me when you need, call me in the morning, I'll be on the way. That was Call Me By Your Name by American rapper Lil Nas X from his latest album, Montero, which will be released tomorrow. The song first premiered at the end of March and now has almost 350 million hits on YouTube. This album has 15 songs and will feature collaborations with a variety of artists such as Miley Cyrus, Doja Cat, and Jack Harlow. Industry Baby, which is also part of this album, premiered a month ago and is also a hit with 118 million views on YouTube. That is all for today.
Something to celebrate this week, it's National Play-Doh Day. The fixture of water, salt, and flour has sold more than 3 billion cans since its debut in 1956. According to Fortune magazine, the product used to exist as a wallpaper cleaner known as Kutol products. The fun isn't limited to kids, but can be amusing for adults too. Time to sit back and mold your Play-Doh into whatever form you'd like to see the upcoming federal election results turn out on Monday. Today in sports, another win for the Blue Jays. One of the biggest soccer tournaments kicked off and an unexpected win for FC Montreal. Here are more details with Delphine Belzil.
Torres. Throws it back to Piet. Kyoto lofting it in for Schweinsteiger.
FC Montreal faced Orlando City SC on Wednesday night at the Exploria Stadium. Montreal left with a 4-2 victory. It was the Quebecer Mathieu Chouinard who marked the first goal of the game. The performance of Romel Kyoto was outstanding with one goal and two assists yesterday.
And there's a swivel of the hips to get away from Mata, oh. And there's the finish from Ander Herrera.
The Champions League tournament started yesterday. Paris SG faced FC Bruges. It was the first game for Lionel Messi with Paris SG club. He played alongside Neymar and Mbappe. People were expecting an iconic match. However, the score ended up 1-1.
1-2 again. Another changeup and he wallops it to left field and it's gone!
The Toronto Blue Jays won 6-3 yesterday against the Rays of Tampa Bay. Blue Jays players Bo Bichette and Robbie Ray stole the game. Bichette hit a home run and Ray made 13 strikes out of 0 walks. The Blue Jays are maintaining a hold on the wild card spot. Finally, the Olympist medalist Simone Biles testified yesterday to the U.S. Senate committee. Biles declared she was sexually abused by her gymnastic team doctor, Larry Nassar. Retired gymnasts also testified by her side. Many suffered sexual abuses from Nassar. The investigation is ongoing.
It's sunny out there in Montreal now with a few clouds. It's supposed to stay like that for the rest of the weekend. Hotter weather is expected for Friday, reaching a high of 26 degrees and nothing but sun. A last-minute opportunity to soak up the summer before we head into cooler months. A risk of thunderstorms on Saturday and a high of 25 degrees. Another sunny day on Sunday with a high of 20 degrees. That's your news for 11:30. For Concordia News, I'm Milena Devaik. Have a great day.